So turn to Luke chapter 21, verse 14. We need to settle these things in our hearts. We need to just believe it and receive it. Okay? Receive it. Don't try to run from it. When you try to run from it, then you're really going to get chopped up. Look at what it says in Luke chapter 21, verse 14 through 19. It says, settle it, therefore, in your hearts. Settle it. Get it settled. Not to meditate what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. Isn't that pretty much everybody? And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Some of you, your parents, your brethren, your kinsfolk, your friends. Oh, my friends, I just love them so much. They're going to turn you over to the Antichrist. Oh, I just love mom and dad, even though they won't get saved and they're reprobates. They're going to turn you over to the Antichrist. You know, if you think that you're going to hide there, just think, if they're not saved, don't try to hide at their house. Okay? Just saying. In the tribulation, don't do that. If you think you can trust your brother, can't trust your brother. Think you can trust your cousins? Nope. How about your friends? Definitely not. Friends betray you even before the Antichrist comes most of the time. Verse 17, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. We're going to be hated. People hate you today? People, you know, don't people try to make you feel bad because you're hated? Don't people try to make you feel bad because of the things you believe? I can't believe you believe that. Sorry. You know what? We're supposed to choose God over everything else. Everything else. It says, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess your souls. Turn to Psalm chapter 58, verse 10. Psalm chapter 58, verse 10. The Bible says in Psalm 58, 10. Turn over there. I don't hear pages flipping. Psalm 58, verse 10. Put those apps away. Learn how to go through your Bible. Put your iPad away, you weirdo. No. The righteous, I got an iPad right there. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. That's so hateful. Isn't it? People that see that will freak out. They'll freak out. If you read that to an unsaved person, they'll freak out. What do you mean? The righteous shall... Do you rejoice when 60 homos get shot in Orlando? The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance.
Amen.
He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Now, obviously, this is a future tense, but I'm just saying, why are you going to be upset when false prophets die and go to hell? Why would I be upset about that? Amen. People are like, I can't believe you talk that way about Billy Graham. I can't believe you talk that way about Zacharias, Rabbi Zacharias. They sent people to hell.
Right.
And their videos are still doing that today.
Right.
They got their sermons still all over YouTube. They don't get their channels shut down.
Right.
Why do you think they shut our channels down? Why do you think Pastor Anderson's channel gets shut down every single day now? Mm. Every day he's got to get 1,000 new subscribers. Why? Because truth is hate to them that hate the truth. That's why. And someday, we are going to be able to see the vengeance of the Lord for our part. And then you know what it says? The righteous shall rejoice. We shall rejoice. Put that in your heart and settle that in your heart.
Yeah.
There's one day that we're going to be like, woo! Yeah, get them, Lord. Get them.